Hello, welcome to episode 30 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel in 30 days. I'm your host, Darren Blake. And although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. It is finally here. We have soared through a week one of new novel shininess. We have battled past a week two wall of drudgery. We have fought through the week three unknown, and we have coasted down the hills of week four. It was momentum, you know. And it has all led to this moment. Today is the last day of NaNoWriMo. Now, if you have already won, and you have already verified your words, and you've already gotten your shiny new certificate that says, I won NaNoWriMo! Congratulations. That's incredible. Have you finished your actual novel yet? If not, keep going. If you have not reached 50,000 words yet, it's not too late. You have until midnight, your local time. P.S. Make sure that your time zone is set up at the NaNoWriMo website. Just saying. To validate your words, which means you need to finish writing your words. November 30th has an interesting phenomenon attached to it. I don't know about you, but I have encountered, in a lot of different places, people who seem to thrive under pressure. They're given an impossible deadline, and somehow they manage to pull it out at the end. I personally witnessed, I didn't sit there and actually watch her type the words, but one of my nano peeps from Austin, Texas, went into a write-in 25,000 words in the hole on November 30th and came out the other side a winner. I don't know exactly how she did it. One thing I do know is that she did some find and replace to pad her word count, which is perfectly acceptable. For example, she changed, I don't know any details of her book, so I'm just going to make something up. She changed the name Priscilla to Priscilla, the most beautiful woman in all of the land, reaching from this side of the continent to that side of the continent, and from that part of the continent to this other part of the continent. And every time the word Priscilla appeared, it became whatever it is I just said that I've already forgotten. It's acceptable. I myself would have preferred if she'd typed it each time, like I did with my first year, and I had named a character Gargletuktuk of the Clan Tokmakian Salvador Nanites, and then I kept forgetting exactly what the Clan Tokmakian Salvador Nanites was, and ended up having even more fun with it by calling him Gargletuktuk of the Clan whatever I called him last time because I can't remember what it is this time. And then Gargletuktuk of the Clan, you know the name is long enough, and any words that I type at this point is going to be longer than that. But I typed it each time. I didn't do any finding. I didn't do any replacing. That's just me. Now, that's one of the tricks I know she did. But that was not going to be enough to get her to 25,000 words in one day. That would have been good for a couple of hundred. Maybe. The point is, I do this a lot. I tell a really long, drawn-out story, go off on 17 different tangents, and then come back with, and the point is, this is why I don't podcast anymore. Actually, this is not why I don't podcast anymore. See, I'm doing it again. The point is, November 30th is the day of miracles. If you have not gotten to 50,000 words yet, there's still hope for you. I have faith in you. You just need to make your fingers dance a little bit today. And guess what? It's Saturday. For a large portion of the world, say for those who have odd schedules because of retail or customer service style jobs, today's a day off. Lock yourself in an attic, either figuratively or literally, and write the rest of the words you need to make it to 50,000, because you are not going to believe the incredible feeling you get when you're able to say, I've won NaNoWriMo. And I've been able to say it 14 times so far. I'm fairly confident I'm going to be able to say it a 15th time today, but I won't know that until I get here, because I'm in the past. It's the last day. Have some fun. Go to a write-in if you can. Soak in the atmosphere. Last year, we had a write-in on Friday night at the Starbucks that Nix and I talked about in her episode. Although I just realized she didn't actually call it by name. Oops. We have our Friday night lights at a Starbucks in Orange, California. Yeah. And last year, the 30th fell on a Friday. So during Friday Night Lights, I was there. I was writing an epilogue to the story that I had already finished the day before because I didn't want to be a distraction. So that when the municipal liaison said, hey, it's writing time, I was writing on this epilogue that didn't make it into the final story, was never intended to be in the final story. It was just something to keep my fingers occupied so that my mouth wasn't moving. I know, that seems hard to believe, doesn't it? So many people crossed 50,000 words that night. My hands hurt from clapping so much. It got to the point where the baristas were clapping right along with us. I'm not sure that they knew what was going on, but they kept hearing us applauding, and so they wanted to join in, and I was so, so happy about that. I can't even begin to tell you how amazing that felt for me, and I had already won. I had no stakes in the night, to be honest. I just wanted to be there because it's my favorite of the weekly write-ins during NaNoWriMo. And watching person after person after person lifting their arms and saying, yes, I did it! Magic, I'm telling you. If you have a chance to go to a write-in tonight, do it. Sorry. Be part of the energy surrounding all of these people who are taking that one last opportunity to do the impossible and write their 50,000th word within the 30th day. And if you don't make the 50,000 by the end of today, you know what? You've still won, because you were here on day one, and now we're on day 30, the last day, and you're still here. So no matter whether you won NaNoWriMo, you didn't win NaNoWriMo, or you're somewhere in between, I don't really know how there is an in-between there, but let's go with that. Pat yourself on the back, because you've done an amazing thing this month. You have written, you have at least the start of a novel. You have something in front of you that you would not have if you didn't do this thing that happens every year. It seems kind of moot at this point, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you're on track for the 50,000 words by the end of writing today, you should have that 50,000 words. If you do, wonderful. Go validate your words before midnight. Claim your winner stuff. If you don't, that's fine. If you don't hit 50,000 words, ask yourself, did I have fun? Did I meet new and interesting people because of this event that happens? Have I learned anything from my attempts at writing a novel? Do I have something in front of me that I can continue past this November thing and maybe create into a novel? If the answer to any of those things is yes, congratulations, you've won. If you've gotten anything at all out of this last month, that's what's important. In a lot of regions, you are going to have writing groups that either have sprung out of previous NaNoWriMos or will spring out of this NaNoWriMo. If you feel like you want to be part of a writing group that meets year-round, ask your municipal liaison if something like that is happening for you. And if not, you can always find something like that online. And of course, if you would like to add anything to this conversation, tell me about how your NaNoWriMo went. Did you win? Did you not win? Did you lose? Because if you lost, I'm going to be very disappointed in you, because you know what that means. It meant you gave up, and I don't want that. Feel free to leave a comment in the show notes page of this episode. You can find this podcast, for as much longer as it lasts, at darrenblake.net. Midnight. Tonight. It all ends. Make the most of the time you have left. Write. Write and write, and then come back here tomorrow for a little bit of what happens next. See you then. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.